Morning, Rabbis. I talk about the hub, which he started yesterday, and we mentioned that the hub comes after only Pesach and Sukkot, not after Shavuos, because some sort of kapara might have overindulged, done things one shouldn't do. So what about Shavuos? Why not for Shavuos? So because Shavuos is only one day, we're not so worried you've overindulged. Then we asked, so Levush asked, what about Purim? Sorry, what about Hanukkah? Hanukkah's 8 days. Surely you should have a hub after that. So he gives two answers. One is, people are still working, so they're not completely embroiled, completely immersed. And secondly, it's not such a day of Simcha and Mishta as Yom Tov is. Fine. Since then, I noticed in Maseches Sofrim, well, I'll ask the question first. What about Purim?
Oh.
Do you say Purim as well? Well, it's only one day. But Maseches Sofrim, it says that some people used to fast 3 days, Bahab, after Purim. Right? But that's a different sort of Bahab, because first of all, it's not the Bahab for Yom Tov. And secondly, because it was a 3-day fast to start off with. Well, we can't really fast 3 days in a row, so they made after Purim.
Well,
base, hey, base.
Did you mean that we have a fast?
No, apart from that, they used to fast after that. They called it Tanis Mordechai Ve'Esther for 3 days after that. Okay, so that's roughly so far. We talked about the Blumish Berach on Shabbos. So you answer Omein, you don't need to make a Kabbalah for the fast, which you would normally do for a fast. If you didn't say Omein, then one would expect to make a Kabbalah beforehand. Yeah. Some say, well, if everybody fasts anybody anyway, why do you have to make a Kabbalah?
Yeah.
It's there anyway. So it depends. If you're relying on the fact that everybody fasts anyway, then maybe you don't have to say it. But if they don't all fast, then you better say it, otherwise you haven't been Mekabel. And the safest thing is to make the Kabbalah, and then there's no misunderstandings. Right. The Nitta Gabriel brings, there are several reasons why we have Bahab. One is, first one, Shema Mitzuch Mishta V'Simcha Simcha Samoid, Bo'uli De'Avera, through all the drinking and joyous activities of Yontov, people did Averis, Lochei Misan L'Kapora, therefore we fast for a Kapora. That's reason number one, that's brought by the Tor, Mogen Avrom, and Shulchan Aruch Harav. Second reason, interesting, Mishum Mezeg Ha'avir, because the weather changes after Pesach and Sukkot, and this harms the body. We have fast, Hashem should strengthen our bodies. Third reason, this one is brought by Tosfos B'Shem, the Beis Yosef B'Shem Tosfos in Kiddushin. Because on Yom Tov, many women gather together, Lishmoes Hadrosha, to hear the Drosha, Venosim, Ayin Zelzeh, and I look at each other, might be inappropriate behavior. Dala, the fourth reason. In the Iyar, which is the Bahab after Pesach, we don't want the produce to get spoilt by winds and all sorts of things, so we're davening for that. V'cheshben, and the one now, Kadesha Yure Yerid al Azroim Livrocha, that the rain, the first rain, the Yure, as opposed to the Malkish, should come and give us sufficient water for the crops to grow. The fifth reason, the Ilu, the Ulai, Hikilu B'Malacha Hasura B'Cholamoed. So it might have been Mekel, and we did Malacha, which is not allowed on Cholamoed, V'Kobo Ataniyas, therefore, they made these Tanis. Why on a Monday and Thursday? Because they are days of Rotzen. And speakers now, here's just a little thing to end off with. Trying to slip it out as much as possible. So we said, so we have this Bahab because of something might have happened on Yom Tov. So the Sefer called, in Mayam Loes, he brings at the beginning of Matos. I can't remember where he brought it from. So, Lomon Nismacho Parsha Zula Parsha Sakademis. Why is Matos after Pinchas? In Pinchas, talking about in Yonah Amoda, Yontov. So, what are the Dorim doing straight after Yontov? one has nothing to do with the other. And the last thing I'm going to is Sukkos. So Dafka after Sukkos about the Dorim. So we've been talking about here. It is that on Yom Tov, people may eat too much, drink too much. The Mokum Sheyesh Achila Shtiya Seir, when there's too much eating, drinking, Shomarakid HaYetzahora, then the Yetzahora gets started, Umaskul Liftosis Odom Nachta, and entices a person to do Averis. And this brings with Eov. Eov brought Korbonos, which is one of the things they say with Bahab, is we're comparing it to that, Talmud Kapora after Yom Tov. And he brings something very interesting. He says, we're contrasting. So after Yom Tov, you did things you shouldn't have done. Now you might have made a Dorim, this, that, and the other. And they used to break crystal glasses. The Shah Sudish Simcha, Sudish Mitzvah, Sudish Simcha, in order to people should get sad, and therefore they'll be more careful how they drink. Similarly, Atova Meite, we have the Bruch Atova Meite, which you make over wine. Some people do it over special bottle of wine, some people drink it, some people over each glass. Why Atova Meite? The Atova Meite, the original one, is in Benching, because of the Haruge Beitar who were buried. So he says that if you make the Bruch Atova Meite before wine, and you look at the wine, you'll think about Haruge Beitar, and you'll drink more responsibly. Start your day the Torah way. Northwest London. Oh, I forgot the microphone. Monday. Kof. Tes. Tishri. 20th of October. 1 of 2. This is Torah been sponsored anonymously with those symbols and assumed of Sipi Itzkovitz, Shatipia, and Shimi Simons, Neri Yohe. Chassid takes place in Mitz Hashem on Wednesday, Rosh Chodesh. He wrote and should advise him of his own Hashem Velitz Hilo. And also, Leon Nishmas of Yosef Durbin, Rishim Mechod Svi, Itzkevitzur Rochel, our Miyasei and organizer of Turaway, will be doing.
Good morning. Yes, it's not going to be two parts of Parshas Noach. If there'll be a second part, we're going to talk today about the halacha of teaching a Goy Torah. Just come off Simchas Torah, and we all sang Ashreinu Matoiv Chalkeinu. We say Asher Bachar Bonu Mikol Amim. It's good to know there's a Gemara. The Gemara says a halacha that you're not allowed to teach a Goy Torah, which we're going to see soon more about. This week in Parshas Noach, the Torah tells us that Noach, he brought to the Teva, he brought all types of animals. And the Torah says, Mikol ha-behema ha-tahoyra, tikach ha-kol shiva shiva. Noach had to bring from the Torah animals 7, and from the non-Torah animals, he brought 2 of each. And Rashi says, that how did you know which one was which? Rashi says, Noach had to know which behema was tahor, which one wasn't tahor. How did he know this? So it says Rashi had to check, he had to go through the animals and he had to check in Parsha Shemini, go through the psukim about what animal is tahor, what animal is not tahor. And through that he knew which one was tahor, which one was not tahor. So comes Rashi telling us that Noach learned tahor. So the problem is like this. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Tes. The Gemara tells us...
Is it the same definition as kosher and trade?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, the Torah refers to as Torah, yeah. Same thing. So, Pashas he had to know because he was going to bring korbonos after the marble when he came out. He brought korbonos. He could only bring, even a goy, a ben noyach, if he brings a korban on a bomo, can only be from a kosher animal. He can't bring a korban from a treif animal. That's why he had to know. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us, the Gemara goes through all the halachos of a ben noyach. What a goy, what does a goy have to do? What mitzvahs does he have to keep? Yeah, he was the ultimate ben noyach. He was noyachayit himself, yes. So the Gemara tells us, Omri Yechan, Ovid ki chovim sha'isik ba Torah chayiv misa. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Tes, Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, a goy which learns Torah is chayiv misa. Shanema Torah Tivolonu Moshe Meirasha Meirasha Lonu Meirasha V'Lelehem Mitzvah Asa Meirasha To Not Meirasha for the Goyim. Says the Gemara V'Lech Shvei Gavi Sheva Mitzvahs. Why is it not written in the regular seven Noachayid laws? Why don't we write as well that a Goy can't learn Torah? Says the Gemara Mando Ma Meirasha Migzel Kogozel. If you learn Meirasha, that the Torah for us is like a heritage, an inheritance. If so, they're stealing. If a Goy learns Torah, they're taking something which isn't ours, so they're just stealing. And Gezel is already one of the seven mitzvahs of Bnei Noach. And Mand Oma Moirosso, if you, there's a machlokes, do you read the pasuk Moirosso or Moirosso? The Torah is married to us. If you learn Moirosso, we're married to the Torah. Dino Kanar Moirosso, then the Torah is like we're married to the Torah. If so, again, a Goy is not allowed to marry a lady which is already married, so therefore it's already included in the Issa of Arois, of Znus. So it says the Gemara Meisevei. The Gemara says, "Faket." Rameh says, "If a goy sits and learns Torah, he's like the Kohen Gadol. He's like the Kohen Gadol." Says the Gemara, "Shanema, Asher yaseh oisom ha'odom v'chay b'hem. Kohanim levim yisraelim lo ne'ama el ha'odom. Ha'odom means even a goy v'chay b'hem. A goy can live through the Torah." Says the Gemara. Says Rameh, it means if a goy learns Torah, it's as if he's like the Kohen Gadol. What's the pshat? A goy is not allowed to learn Torah. Says the Gemara, "Hosam b'sheva mitzvahs tidu." There we're referring to his own seven mitzvahs. Which means the goy is allowed to learn about his own halachas of the sheva mitzvahs Bnei Noach. However, the rest of the Torah, which is not negah, which is not relevant to his own seven mitzvahs which he needs to keep, though that he's not allowed to learn. He's only allowed to learn Torah about his own zayin mitzvahs of Bnei Noach. So this is in the Gemara. So the problem is, if so, by Noach, Nochoira, we said Noach was the ultimate Ben Noach. Nochoira, how could he have learned Torah? How could he have learned Torah about Tahora and Temeo? A goy is not allowed to learn Torah. So the Gur Aryeh, he says that no, the whole Issa of Goy learning Torah was only after Matan Torah. He says why? He says the whole Issa is either learnt out of Gzela, or it's like Aroyos. Either we're married to the Torah, or the Torah just belongs to us and he can't take it away. He says, when did the Torah belong to us? Or when did we become married to the Torah? Only at Matan Torah. But Mamet Hasina, then we got married to the Torah, and that's when we received the Torah. Dafka from then, it's now ours and a Goy can't take it away. Asha'inke, before Matan Torah, there Be'etzem, anyone could have taken the Torah. It wasn't specific to the Yidden. Therefore, there's no Issa of learning Torah. That's pshat by Noach. But as I saw something, Uriah, the Sefer Tavaloi Naim, he brings from the Yalkut Shemoni. The Yalkut writes famously that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went around with the Torah to all the nations before Matan Torah. And he asked, do you want to accept the Torah? And they said, Maksiv boy. And Hashem told them, he says, Lo Sirtzach, it says, Lo Sinof. And he told them, Halochas, what it says in the Torah. I go can't learn Torah. So the Mukach. That before Matan Torah, it wasn't yet meyuchad to the Eden. The Torah wasn't yet specified to be for the Eden Dafka. So therefore, Goy was allowed to learn Torah before
Matan Torah. Learning was it told him, give him answer.
Why? Oh yeah, so that's, yeah, learning. Good, yeah. So we're going to see in the Gemara's full of stories where the Amiroim, Tanoim had stories with the Goyim, where the Goy asked a question and they answered. It's going to be a problem. We have to see, yeah. If you answer that, maybe, like you're saying, we could be mad for this as well. Like upon him, he says, the Gurai, the Maral, he says that before Matan Torah, there was no Issa of a Goy learning Torah. There's another Teretz, which we could answer with Pshitos, is that the Gemara in Sanhedrin told us that a Goy is allowed to learn about his own Sheva Mitzvahs, the seven mitzvahs which he has to know, his halachas, he's allowed to know. So Noach, a Maisa, like we see later, he had to bring Korbonos after the mother. Now a Korban of a Ben Noach is not allowed to be from a treif animal, it has to be from a kosher animal. So if so, it could be that was part of Noach's halachas. One of the halachas which he needed to know was, what animal am I allowed to bring a korban from? Anything which is negiah to his halachas, lav dafka if it's mamish specifically the seven mitzvahs, even other mitzvahs which the Gemara says, as a halacha, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, a goy is not allowed to bring a mechusa eva. If a goy brings a korban, it's allowed to be a balmum, but it can't be missing a limb. So it could be anything which is part of his halachas, the ma'aseh goy has to know, so therefore he's allowed to know about it. As long as it's for his knowledge, which he needs to practically use, he's allowed to do that. That would be the poshut pshat by Noach.
It's similar to the chiyuv avunin.
Yeah. But actually, in the Gra on Shulchan Aruch, the Gra writes that a lady who learns gets scha like an enim mitzvah of oisa. She's not commanded to learn, but she gets scha like somebody who's not commanded. So says the Gra, she's not worse than a goy. He says a goy takes on also if he learns, he gets scha. He says a lady can't be worse than that. You're saying that in that respect as well. You're allowed to learn what you need to know, for sure. A lady even gets half of that, could be, yeah. So, halacha would be the answers. And actually, there's another Gemara in Chagiga, which is very similar to the Gemara in Sanhedrin, but there's a difference. The Gemara says in Daf Yud Gimel, the Gemara writes, You cannot teach Torah to a goy. The Gemara says you can't teach Torah to a goy, and the Gemara brings the pasuk saying davening le'osach chen lechol goy mishpatim balidom. So as I explained the Gemara, so the question is l'chora that Jesus asked the question: why do you need this pasuk? We already have the Gemara in Sanhedrin saying that goy is not allowed to learn Torah. So why do you need a separate Gemara and a separate pasuk telling you that you can't teach a goy Torah? There's the Issa of Lifnei Eve. And the Issa of Lifnei Eve, you can't put a stumbling block in front of somebody. You can't lead somebody to do Isurim. And that's even by a goy. The Gemara says you can't give a piece of Eve ben Achai to a ben Noach or even the Issa of Lifnei Eve. If so, once a goy anyways also to learn Torah, how can you go and teach him Torah? You're putting a stumbling block. You're causing him to be Ovi Isurim by causing him to learn Torah. So why do you need a whole separate Gemara and a separate Drasha of Mishpatim Balidom, which should be learnt out from the original din, that a goy which learns Torah is Chayav Misa? Tosafot asks the question. So, Bamba says, if you look in the Tosafot Rosh, he says that it's better than it's the same din. The Gemara there just uses a different drasha, but Bamba says it's one halacha. There's no separate din that you can't teach a goy Torah. It just means that a goy can't learn Torah, and therefore you can't teach him Torah because you're causing him to be over the Issa of Lifnei Eve. Others say, one of the Yishonim, they say as well that Bamba says before Matan Torah, it was a goy was allowed to learn the halachas of Zion mitzvahs. And you were even allowed to teach a goy the dinim of seven mitzvahs. Let's say you had a bunch of goyim, you could sit down with them and say, you should know that even though you're goyim, but the certain halachot you have to keep. You're not allowed to kill, you're not allowed to do niyuf, you're not allowed to do avodah zarah, and you can sit down with them and tell them the basic things which they need to know. He says, after Matan Torah, then that even that was osa. Even the zayim mitzvahs also became osa, you're not allowed to teach them. It comes out there's a type of Torah which a goy is allowed to learn, and he has to learn, he has to know about his seven mitzvahs. But still, after Matan Torah, a yid wasn't allowed to teach a goy about the seven mitzvahs. He had to learn himself, he had to go on Google, he had to find some other way of figuring out the seven mitzvahs of Bnei Noach. But yid's not allowed to teach the goyim about the seven mitzvahs. So that's the chiddush of the Gemara in Chagiga, that you can't teach a goy Torah, even a Torah which the goy himself is allowed to learn. So Tosis really says, it's a different Torah. Tosis says, he takes on knowledge that. He says, no. You're allowed to teach a goy about the seven mitzvahs. So in Tosafot and Chagiga, you can sit with a goy and teach him about the seven mitzvahs. So if so, there should be lifnei eve. And if we're talking about the rest of the Torah, you can't teach a goy, I don't know, zvochim, then it's also anyway, because a goy is not allowed to sit down and learn Torah. So Tosafot says the case will be when there's another goy willing to teach that goy Torah, which means you have a goy sitting there, and there's somebody else, another goy, willing to teach him Torah, and therefore the goy doesn't need you anyway. As in, you don't need to teach him, because if you don't teach him, somebody else will teach him. So Jesus says, it's like the Gemara by Nozir. The Gemara says that if you give a cup of wine to a Nozir, if it's Bachad Avrad and Ahara, if you're on the same side of the river as the Nozir, there's no problem, because the Nozir anyway can do it without you. It doesn't need you to get the Issa. Therefore, there wouldn't be an Issa of Lifnei Iver in such a case. So because there's no Issa of Lifnei Iver, there's a new halacha of Ein Moisrin that you can't teach a goy Torah, even though it wouldn't be included in the regular Issa of Lifnei Iver. There are kashas really on Tosfos, because there's a chiddush of the Emunah Shmuel. The Emunah Shmuel, he writes, the post can bring him. He says a chiddush that the Issa of Lifnei Iver is only if you have a shaykhus to that Issa. For example, if you have an Issa of Ribbis, let's say, you can't call somebody else to be over the Issa of Ribbis. Or let's say any other Issa. You can't call somebody to do an Issa. It's only if you Ba'etzem are Mitzuba in that Issa. But an Issa which you have no shaykhus to, for example, let's say, learning Torah, we're commanded, we have to learn Torah. So therefore, there wouldn't be an Issa of Lifnei Iver to teach a goy Torah l'chora, because there, the goy, he's got an Issa to learn Torah, but you don't have that Issa. So if you're Emunah Shmuel, an Issa which you don't have a shaykhus to, there's no problem of Lifnei Iver.
So why can't you be Moshe Tiyayin the Nozeh?
So he said, because everyone could potentially become a Nozeh. You don't have to be Mitzvah now.
Potentially.
Yeah, you have to be Bechalal, that Sibui. Checking a goy can never become a goy, so therefore, we don't have a shaykhus to the Issa of learning Torah. So therefore, there shouldn't be a lifnei iver of teaching a goy Torah. However, the Achiezer, he writes that no, Avada, the Emunah Shmuel is only saying half the story. There is another part of lifnei iver which we know. You can't give somebody bad advice. And that's a separate issue of lifnei iver. You can't put a stumbling block, which means nothing got to do with Yisurim necessarily. You can't give somebody bad advice in business or wherever it is. So he says, Hu Adin, if somebody would call somebody to be even Issa, that's the worst advice there is. You're causing somebody to be even Issa, apart from causing that person to be an Issa, you're also giving him bad advice by telling him to do that Issa. So therefore he says, if somebody would teach a goy Torah, let's say there's no lifnei iver of Isurim, as in you don't have the Issa of learning Torah, so there's no Issa of lifnei iver, there's no extension of that of teaching a goy Torah, because you don't have that Issa of learning Torah. However, there'll always be the second Issa of lifnei iver of giving somebody bad advice. You can't tell a goy, teach a goy Torah, because that's bad advice, because you're causing him l'maisa to behave in Issa. But Achiezer says, if that person is doing it b'mezid, that goy, let's say, he knows that you're not allowed to learn Torah, and still he's coming to you to learn Torah, then there's no problem with bad advice. Bad advice is only if you're causing that, you're being mash on that person, you're putting a stumbling block. But if the person knows what he's doing, and still he comes to you and he still listens to what you're saying, there's no problem with bad advice. So if the goy knows that it's also to learn Torah, and you're teaching him Torah, there wouldn't be a problem, because manav shoch, mitzad the issa of giving him advice, he's doing it b'mezid, he knows it's also to learn Torah, and still he's doing it. And mitzad the issa of causing somebody to go even issa, the regular lifnei ever, says that's not a problem, because Emunah Shemua says that's only if you're mitzuba in that issa. But we don't have an issa to learn Torah, so therefore you wouldn't have that issa. So if you that, you could say another Torah that's Tosis Kasha, that why do you need a pasuk telling you can't teach a goy Torah? Anyway, a goy can't learn Torah, the teretz will be, if the goy, let's say, knows about this, he's amazed, he knows you're not allowed to learn Torah, and still he's coming to you to learn Torah. There, you wouldn't have either issa of lifnei ever, because he's doing it b'mezid, and the lifnei ever of Yisurib you don't have, because you're mitzuvah, we're mitzuvah to learn Torah, therefore, there wouldn't be a problem with lifnei ever, and still there'd be a new issa of ein moisin Torah akum, you can't teach a goy Torah, a new issa. Yes, that Tosa says that a goy is allowed to learn, and you're even allowed to teach him. Yeah, Tosa says that Zayin Mitzvah you're allowed to teach him. Other the rest of the Torah, that the Gemara Chagiga is saying, you can't teach him.
He's got
the mitzvah
to learn
them
as well.
Yes, yeah, so the Gemara says it's Eilim Mitzvah. Yeah, but he practically has to know it in order to know what to keep. Yeah. This could be another similar Torah. The Meiri in Pesachim says, he seems to say, similar to the Emunah Shemua, he says when it comes to a Yid, if let's say you're being Machshel, someone's being Machshel a Yid in an Issa, says that is a problem even if you're not Mitzvah in that Issa. Mashenkin, if it comes to, let's say, a Kohen and a Grusha, let's say, for Yisrael to cause a Grusha, to cause a Kohen, to marry a Grusha, Yisrael's never going to become a Kohen. So therefore, there's still a problem with Ne'eveh. Mashenkin, when it comes to a Goy, to cause a Goy to do an Issa, it's only a problem if it's something which you're Mitzvah in. Let's say Torah, where a Goy is not allowed to learn Torah, and you've got a mitzvah to learn Torah, that would come out, he says, that even if the Goy was a Shoigig, he didn't know Bachlal about the Issa of learning Torah, still, there wouldn't be a problem of lifnei ever by causing the goy to learn Torah, by teaching him Torah. So the Pshat, the Miri understood, as that which we're saying, there's a separate issa of giving bad advice, causing a person to do an issa as a problem of bad advice, that's dafka to a Yid. A Yid, you can't give bad advice, but to a goy, you can hear the Miri saying, you're allowed to give bad advice. So therefore, it would come out like this. If it's an issa which you're mitzvah in, that's some regular lifnei ever, that you have this issa, and part of that issa is, you can't cause others as well to be over on this issa. So that would apply bein to a Yid, bein to a goy. Like the Gemara says, you can't give Eiv Menachai to a Ben Noyach, because the Gemara says, you're mitzvah at Eiv Menachai, you can't give it over to a goy. If you're taking bad advice, that's only a problem to a Yid. So if it's something which you're not mitzvah in, let's say learning Torah, which you have a mitzvah and a goy is also to learn Torah, there, you're allowed to teach a goy, as in mitzvah the din of lifnei ever, you'd be allowed to teach a goy Torah. Even if the goy doesn't know that also, even though you're really giving him bad advice, there's no problem with the Meiri of giving bad advice to a goy. Basically, that would be another way to answer Tosfos Kasha. The other Torah in Mashor, he says about Tosfos Kasha that the Gemara says ein moisrin divrei Torah. What's the lashon ein moisrin? So the Mashor says really we're talking about seven mitzvahs. But he says a goy is allowed to know the seven mitzvahs. He has to know what to do. However, he says if you look in the Gemara Chagiga, the Gemara is really talking about in Doshim. We're talking about in yonim of Sodas HaTorah of Kabbalah. It says you can't teach a goy the Sodas HaTamim of the seven mitzvahs. You can tell him, this you're allowed to do, this you're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to steal, you're not allowed to do znus. But you can't teach him about the tamim behind it, about the inyonim, about the soidus of the Torah, that you can't teach him about. That's the Gemara saying, in moisrin, it means you can't give him over, which means the soidus, the secrets of the Torah, that you're not allowed to teach him. And he says, that's pshat in the pasuk the Gemara brings, of, lo yosach enecho goy mishpotim bali doim. He says, mishpotim, we're talking about mishpotim, which normally means a mishpot, let's say the seven mitzvahs which they need to keep, of a bali doim. You can't give them das, you can't lead them to a pechina where they're going to have das, they're going to know the secrets of the Zayin Mitzvah, that they're not allowed to know. That's what the Gemara is saying, a new issa of teaching them the secrets of the Torah. The Turi Eben, he says, the Geshmaka Teret, he says that the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, what's the issa of a goy to learn Torah? Omanda Omer says, gzela, you can't steal. So he says, what will be if you're teaching him? If you're teaching him, then be'etim, it's your Torah, and you're giving it over. So he says the Torah really belongs to all of Klal Yisrael. So if one member, it's like the Shutfas of all of the Eden. All the Eden own the Torah of the Shutfas. If one of the Shutfim take the Torah and give it over to a Goy, there's no problem of Gzela, because one of the owners of the Torah gave it over to somebody else. It's not Gzela, he gave over something which belonged to him. Says the Torah, even though it belongs to everybody, and you're just one Shutf, but he says, but really, by the Torah, He says, we don't really understand what the gazela is. When a guy learns Torah, what does it mean? He's stealing. He hasn't taken anything away from us. We've still got the Torah. So the whole issa is stumped to do a maisik gazela, to do an act of taking away. But he says, if one of the shutfin, the maisik, give it over to the goy, but if he teaches it to the goy, there can't be an issa of gazela anymore. Because you're giving it over, you're one of the bailim, giving it over to somebody else, there's no gazela. You can't say the goy is doing a gazela. Therefore, you wouldn't have the issa of gazela. There'd be a new issa of ein maisik Torah akum, a new issa that you can't give over Torah.
He teaches him, he doesn't take it away from him.
Yeah. So, right. So, true, everybody asks, but even if a guy sits down by himself and learns, what's he taking away? So, the pshat is that it's not taking anything away, but it's an act of gzela. It's taking something which is ours and kilu using it, kilu. But he says, for that, it would help if one of the shutfin gave it out, then that's already enough that one of the owners gave it out. It wasn't, he didn't take it by himself. One of the owners of the Torah allowed somebody else to use it, that would be okay. So, Maisi brings a raya.
Isn't the authority of the Sheva Mitzvah Noach the Torah?
Is the Torah
the organizers of the Sheva, control of the
Sheva Mitzvah? Yeah, but the Gemara says that the Gemara Sanhedrin brought that when a goy learns Torah, he's like a Kohen Gadol. And the Gemara says, how can it be? Yeah. Gemara says it means if he's learning the Zion Mitzvahs, if he's learning the part of the Torah which is only benegia to what he needs to know about his seven Mitzvahs, then he's allowed to learn Torah. The Gemara says he's like the Kohen Gadol, even though it's part of our Torah. That part of the Torah, we'll say, was given to him. As well. So therefore, he's allowed to learn that because that part he needs to know. That's what the Gemara says. So the Tere Evni brings a raya. He says we find all over the place in Shas that the Amiroim Tanom were asked questions and they gave answers. They taught Torah to the Goyim. He brings Gemara's number. There's all over the Shas. You'll find a discussion between Amiroim and Goyim about Torah. How can it be? You can't teach a Goy Torah. So he says the pshat is because a Goy can't learn Torah. But for that, if a Yid's teaching him Torah, the Yid's giving it over, there's no problem of Gzela. Gzela there isn't, because one of the owners of the Torah are giving it over, there's no problem. I have a new Issa of Ein Moisin Torah La'akum. So this new Issa of Ein Moisin that you can't teach a Goy Torah, he says, that's only an Issa Drabonon. That's a whole separate Issa, that's Issa Drabonon. That's an Asamachta Balma. And he says, that Issa, if you do it Bederach Arai, if a Goy finds you on the street and he asks you a question about what you're doing, what are these Dalat Minim you're holding, or what Sukkah about, or whatever it is, if you do it b'derech arai, b'derech akroi, just as a one-off, and you just tell him the basic halachas, says the Tori Evan, Chazal will never go on such a thing. So if a guy stops you on the street, and he asks you what you're doing, what's this about, you'll have to tell him if it's b'derech arai, says the Tori Evan, because the whole issa of teaching a guy Torah is only midrabbonon. And b'derech akroi, b'derech arai, they will never go on. Checking a separate issa for guy learns Torah is chayv misa, which it's the raisa, and you're causing him to learn Torah, that's not a problem. Because if you're teaching him Torah, you're giving him the Torah, that's not a problem. Maisa Tosemes, he says it's not true. He says that a shutof can't give over something which belongs to all of the shutfin. So therefore, there would still be a problem of giving over the Torah to other people. He says, we find in the Gemara that Amiroim asked that they told Torah over to the Goyim. So he says there, he says most of the time you'll find that there the Goyim, they were asking the Eden that they had a problem with what they were doing. They saw the Eden doing something. They said, how are you doing this? The Torah says, you can't do this. Since they were talking about the Goy had a mistake in the Pasuk, he found the Pasuk, and he learnt it wrong, and he thought the Yidden were doing Averis. So then the Yid's allowed to go and tell the Goy that no, what I was doing actually was this and this, could they to teach them that we're not doing Averis. But says, really, you're not stumbled out to teach a Goy Torah. It's nice you have to work your way through Shas and find if that was always the case.
So, cases like Rebbe and Antoninus, who learned Torah together regularly, it wasn't just answering questions.
Yeah. So the... I don't know, there is a Gemara Baba Kamat of Lamat Ches. The Gemara says there were two generals from Rome who came to the Chachomim and they sat down with them Torah. And the Gemara says they taught them the whole Torah, they taught them Torah, and they said everything we understood except for one halacha, if a Shoyr of Yisroel is Negeach Shoyr Shalakum, he's Potter, and the other way around is Chayv. And Tosafos already asked, how could they teach them Torah? So it says two Terutzim. Either it was a Pikuach Nefesh, he says the Yidden were forced to do it by the Romans, or he says that those two surgeons the generals became Gerim first. There wasn't a problem. So maybe the Pshat there, Taka, it wasn't like a one-off. It wasn't just to teach them a one-off. There was a continual thing. Tosafos Taka has to find Terutzim. So I'm not sure what the Tosafos would say to Antoninus and all these Gemaras.
But to become a Ger, you've got to learn a certain amount of Torah.
Yeah. I'll get to that in a second. Yeah, very good. So Tosafos basically says that, no, that these Gemaras, B'derech Klal, but when the guy had a mistake in the Torah, and then you have to teach him. Or like Tosafos says, it was b'pikuach nefesh, something like that. But anyway, these are various terutim to answer up, to explain the Gemara Chagiga together with the Gemara Sanhedrin. Actually brought by Ger, Actually, the Mashal in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, the Mashal says the Maaseh with Hillel, that there was a Ger who came in front of Hillel, and says, teach me the whole Torah. And the Gemara says before that the Ger wanted to become a Yid, he wanted to become the Kohen Gadol. Mashal asks that at least one Madoma holds, you can't become a Ger for the Shem Kovod, you can't become a Ger just to become the Kohen Gadol. So how could Hillel have been Megaya him and taught him the whole Torah? Hare, that the person became a Ger just to become a Kohen Gadol. Says the Mashal that no, the case was that he remained a Goy. And Hillel taught him Torah, and Hillel waited to teach him Torah until the Goy would learn enough Torah and realize that, you know, I'll become a Yid even without becoming a Yid, becoming the Kohen Gadol. So Mashal says, it comes that he taught him the whole Torah before he became a Yid. Says Mashal, I see from here that even though the Gemara says a Goy is not allowed to learn Torah and you can't teach a Goy Torah, however, if it's part of the Gerus, if it's just because he wants to know in order to become a Ger, that's not a problem. And never to teach a Goy Torah because they to become a Ger, that's not a problem. Kivega and Shuvah's got a long Shuvah about this, and he brings Tosis in two places. It's Mavor, not like that. Tosis in two places brings the story of Hillel and says, no, the Pshat was the Be'emes, the Ger became a Ger straight away. How could you be Megayim him? You can't become a Ger, the shame covered. So Tosis says in two places that no, Hillel knew that this person, after become a Ger, he decided eventually that he doesn't want to become Kohen Gadol. So therefore, Hillel could be Megayim him straight away because he knew for sure that once he teaches the Torah, He'd lose all his ideas of becoming Kohen Gadol, and he'd realize that I'll remain a Yid, b'chol oifen. So it comes out, says Rabbi Kivega, once I've just proven from Tosis that the Gemara is talking that he was already a Ger, so I don't have a raya that you can teach a Goy Torah, even in order to become a Ger. Says Rabbi Kivega, ain't b'yodi lahate. I don't have a raya to prove, to say that you can teach a Goy Torah in order to become a Ger. So Shem Rabbi Kivega. If you look at Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe, I think you're Dechil, Gimel, Simon Tzadik, Barichas, he asked Rabbi Kivega, he says, every Ger today, in his times, the Maisa, they become a Ger, you have to teach them Torah. The Gemara says, you have to be Medea, Miktas, Mitzvahs, and the Matthias is, they need to be Mekabal all the Mitzvahs, so you have to teach them quite a lot of things in order that they should know what they're doing.
Is it not that you need to persuade them not to do it?
Yeah, you have to persuade them as well not, but after eventually they say, Afapikein, you have to teach them Mitzvahs, and they have to know what they're doing, so comes out, the Maisa, you are teaching them a lot of the Torah. So how can Rabbi Kivega say, Im biyodi lahate, I can't be Mate, the teacher Goy Torah? So Moshe Barichas talks about it. He says it could be even Rabbi Kivega's maskim that if the guy is on the way of becoming a Ger, becoming a Yid, and the chances are, and the passage is he's going to become a Yid, then even Rabbi Kivega's maskim that you're allowed to teach him even when he's a guy. Kivega just means, let's say, the guy is living in a place where in that country you can't become a Ger. And he says, you know what, teach me Torah, and you know, I'll move somewhere else, I'll move to Eretz Yisrael, and then I'll become a Ger. There Rabbi Kivega would hold, you can't teach him. If it's not probable that he's going to become a Ger, then because the guy is not allowed to learn Torah, you can't teach him. Only if he's in a matzav where he's already in a place where he can become a ger, and he's in the process, he's becoming a ger already, then you're allowed to teach it to become a ger, even if you're a kivega.
It's a bit similar to Noach learning the halachas, which are neger to him.
Yeah.
The ger is learning the halachas, that would be neger to him.
Yeah, Torah has Israel. Yeah, that would be maybe a way of saying it, yeah. So that's the halach of a ger. Yes, some sort of machlokes Mashal and Rabbi Kivega. Mashal seems to learn that no, in any event, you're allowed to teach a Goy Torah if he's learning it to become a Yid. Remember, if you look at the Meiri and Sanhedrin, he says an even bigger chiddush. He says that if a Goy wants to learn Torah, in all this time, he's looking for the MS. Many Goyim are looking for the MS, and he's learning Torah to say, you know what, I'm going to invest in it. Laftak is thinking of becoming a Ger now. But he's gone into everything. He's learning Torah to try and find the MS. He says it's mutar, it's even a mitzvah. Because maybe through that, Potaka end up becoming a Ger, and therefore, about it, okay. So that's the Meiri's look on learning Torah. So maybe next week I just want to talk more about a different mahalach and the whole issa of learning Torah. I'll just finish off in this week's parasha. Nice, we find a stira before the marble and after the marble. If you look after the marble, the pasuk says, the Torah told us that. The Torah says, "Vayorach Hashem esreich nichoyach." Hashem smelled the reich nichoyach from the korbanos. Vayim Hashem eliboy. Ve'oisef lekalal oides adam. I'm not going to curse the ground anymore. Bavah adam ki yetsa leva adam ram in urav. Person is bad from when he was born. I'm not going to bring another marble to the world. It's kind of like Hashem said, I'm not going to bring a marble. Why? Because people are bad, and therefore I'm going to leave them alone. I'm not going to bring another marble. If you look before the marble, why did Hashem bring the marble in the first place? And the Torah says, the end of Bereshis, A person is bad, and that's why he decided to bring the marble. So how can it be the very same reason that Hashem decided to bring the marble, that people are bad, and therefore I have to punish them, I'm going to bring a marble? And the very same reason we find after the marble is the reason Hashem decided, you know what, I'm not going to bring the marble anymore. How can it be the same thing was the cause, and the same thing is the anecdote? So Sof Oshavais has a very nice pshat. He says, if you medayek the psukim, you'll find at least four differences between before the marble and after the marble.
Who said it?
Oshavais. He says, before the marble, it says, V'kol yetze mashavis libo. He says, V'kol. All of his thoughts are bad thoughts. After the marble, it says, yetze leva odom. Let's say kol. Before the marble, it says, yetze mashavis libo. All of his thoughts. After the marble, it says, yetze leva odom. His heart, but not all of his thoughts. Before the marble, it says, rakra kol ayom. It's only bad. And before, it says, ra min urof. It doesn't say rakra, it says ra. And it doesn't say kol ayom, it says min urof. Basically, before the marble, it was a matter of that where were people holding? It was Yetzer Machshavos Libo, his whole being, his whole entirety was Rakra, only bad, Kol Hayom, the whole day. The whole Metzias of a man was bad. After the marble, it was already, you know, sometimes like this, sometimes like that. It was Yetzer Leva Odom, Ram and Urov. People are bad. They're not inherently bad. People do bad things, but they're not Rakra, Kol Hayom. They're not inherently bad. Bad. So what happened here? How did people change from being Rakra, from being only bad, to just being good and bad? So he says, we find in the middle that Noach learned Torah, like we said, Noach in the middle, over the episode of the Mabel, Noach suddenly learned Torah. He says, before the Mabel, there was never Matthias that a person learned Torah, Bechlal. Through the mice of the Mabel, Noach started learning Torah. He says, once the world got a Matthias of Torah, once Noach started learning Torah in the world, there was now a world with a Torah. A world with a Torah is a different world. That world will never again receive the Mabel. A world where the Torah being learned, even if it's the Torah of Noach, like we're saying, it was a lower level of Torah, it was the Torah before Matan Torah, where it wasn't the full Torah. But Afa Pikein, if Noach managed to learn Torah, such a world would never be destroyed. And that's why Hashem managed to make, he made the bris with Bnei Odom, that a world where it's only ra, where it's not completely bad, it's only sometimes bad, a world with Torah would never be destroyed. So that was Pshat. Hashem, next week we'll see more about the Sugya. Shkreh.